If you were listening yesterday to our show, you might remember that we ended with a performance from inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by the band Route 358. Well, we're talking about them again today because they have a new CD coming out, and they're going to have a couple of CD release parties this weekend. The band Route 358 is a band. They're also family. Derek, Jade, Jody, and Grant Mears all play together. Derek and Jody are married, as are Jade and Grant. Last week, they gathered at the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about their new album, Lanterns Light. We met after Grant was finished with his day of teaching fourth grade. More about that in a few minutes. And we talked about the songs on the new CD, a recording that was done live in studio by Jason Miller of Red Barn Studio.
For this album, you know, as Jade was talking about earlier, we kind of have this kind of, we call it the amoeba. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like we function like an amoeba. You can't really pull us apart. And so when we try to record, it becomes very difficult because we're
it's
so used to playing
it's
live
very
together.
Forced.
Jason goes, well, what do you think about this idea if I put just a couple of dividing walls in here and let's just record the whole thing live? And we were just like, oh my gosh, yes. I mean, because that's kind of our, we're really not the kind of band that likes to, we wanted the album to reflect what you hear live. Mm-hmm. And it not be that here's this total separate sound that's the album, and then the live doesn't match it. And we really try to say that whatever we do live, we want the album to reflect it. And that's what was so great with this one, working with Jason. And Nathaniel, with our first album, did a great job of that as well. We were just kind of, he had a bigger space, but with Jason, we're all right there together. And so we're really, you know, we really like the sound that we got out of this one in particular, because it was totally
organic.
Live. Totally mm-hmm. live and organic.
Well, let's talk about the songs. There are half a dozen here. When you walked in.
Don't you let me about where you've been.
We always tell this story live that we were playing out of state, and being able to be on the road, you meet so many different people. It's one of the best parts of the job, is that you get to just meet and connect with these people. But we were billed with a heavy metal band that night, and we didn't know until we showed up at the venue. And we came in and we're looking at them and they're looking at us and we're like, how is this going to work? But they were very, very nice people. I'm not going to say their name, but very nice people. They had a female vocalist, which was unique for that genre. And she was quite a character, but she had some relationship troubles that was happening. And somehow, some way, it always ends up with me getting myself in these conversations where I'm just held captive. So she kind of cornered me and introduced herself and just launched into this like 30-minute story about her boyfriend cheating on her and how she threw all of his things out on their porch. And she had photo evidence, of course, so I saw all the pictures. And she said a line that I could tell. I knew like the songwriting gears were spinning. She said a line and I see Derek in the corner just kind of like, oh.
Ooh, that's a good line. Oh. Yeah, that's
and
a good line.
And he kind of goes and starts pulling out his phone, and that's the origin of that story. And it turned into this swampy, and it kind of has a little bit of that, like, death metal backbeat to it.
Yeah, there's a swampy metal, banjo-driven, kind of a little weird metal influence to it.
It's our hard, it, most hard-driving song, I would
yeah.
say.
Redemption was a song.
Where did that one come from?
Redemption was actually based off
oh,
of.
Yeah.
We were we're good friends with Candy and Emily and from
Melody Pond.
Right.
And they have a fabulous song called Avalanche that Candy wrote based on a near death experience they had in Colorado. And they were kind of telling the story about that at Colorado, and somewhere in the context of altitude sickness and stopping at breweries and all the other stories that we were all telling about these things, Emily said this line about, I got up and I had like gravel stuck to my forehead, and that line stuck in my head and went a totally different direction that had absolutely nothing to
nothing
do with
to
their
do
story.
With the story.
And what the song became is this storyline of a man who wakes up in a ditch line with gravel in his forehead, but he wanders this same stretch of highway, and it became the song that became merged with trying to work through addiction and work through loss, and it all kind of merged together in this song.
I woke up this morning in a ditch by the side of the road. Gravel in my forehead, how I got here, I don't know. And I swore it was the last time about three times ago. Yet here I am lying in this ditch.
Whoa, that song is just way more than you expect when you first listen to it. If you listen to it several times, it just kind of, it's like, whoa. Really
I remember
powerful.
We were at the library. We played the public library, and I'll never forget a gentleman probably about six rows back, and when we were singing it, he was holding his heart. He wasn't crying, but it was interesting to watch. You know, when you see the body language of people, you know it touches them, and it's a powerful song.
The best country artists, the best country albums, the best country shows, and however widely you define country, are about redemption and the roads to redemption. And on this CD, right after Redemption, is the song Running Booze.
Yeah, yes.
And I don't mean that in some sort of smart aleck way. It's just that's the great history of American folk music.
Yeah.
Is the two, you know, Johnny Cash's catalog is that.
It's right there,
Yeah.
Pure
fun. I mean,
pure
it was
fun.
Really pure
yeah.
fun. The storyline was just pure fun.
We're all very, you know, literary-based people, so we love to read. And this summer, we stumbled upon this book called The Witness. And it's a teen fiction book, and it's written in poetry, but it's also told in, I think, 20 different perspectives of people.
Probably about 12.
12 different perspectives of people in this town during Prohibition era. And it was the two characters. We have two songs based off this book because we all soaked it up and loved it.
Yeah, the title track of our last album, Only
the
River,
is based on that one.
Yeah.
But this one, it was another character that she came in for about two lines and she was gone. But she was so fun. She the character was a waitress by day. And then she ran booze by night. So she would smuggle from Canada into these speakeasies, and she knew all the secrets of everyone in the town and never got caught because she would flirt with the law and then, you know, trade a little bit of moonshine to not get caught. And she was just awesome.
How is playing with a band the same as teaching fourth grade?
Wow. Similarities. You go in with this immaculate plan in your head and this vision of what's going to happen. And some days it turns out perfect. And I mean, some days, like maybe an eighth or less. And then seven-eighths of the time, it's a complete surprise. And what happens, happens. The one difference I would say is I manage myself and not 25 other little humans. Wow. Yeah.
1,000 reasons. Give me one reason that closes the new record.
That's our closing song every show. That one is, that's probably the most.
It's very, it's loosely.
Loosely
autobiographical.
And that one is just kind of this summation of joy after every show because it just tells the story of we have 1,000 reasons for doing what we do, and we always have 1,000 reasons to end up right back.
1,000 dreams.
1,000 dreams to end up right back all four together.
your touch and your sweet kiss. That's just two of the thousand things I miss, and I just can't wait till we are alone.
Jade, Grant, Jody, and Derek Mears are Route 358, and their new CD is titled Lantern's Light. They'll have CD release performances tomorrow night at Ramo Di Olivo in Bentonville and Saturday night at Powerhouse Seafood in Fayetteville. You can also download the music through the usual digital services. More about the band can be found at route358.info or at the Route 358 Facebook page.